No, no, forsooth. I dare not for my life.
The more my wrong, the more his spite appears. What, did he marry me to famish me? Beggars that come unto my father's door upon entreaty have a present alms. If not elsewhere, they meet with charity. But I, who never knew how to entreat, nor never needed that I should entreat, am starved for meat, giddy for lack of sleep, with oaths kept waking and with brawling fed. And that which spites me more than all these wants, he does it under name of perfect love. As who should say if I should sleep or eat to a deadly sickness or else present death? I prithee go and get me some repast. I care not what, so it be wholesome food.
What say you to a neat's foot?
'Tis passing good. I prithee let me have it.
Fear 'tis too choleric a meat. How say you to a fat tripe finely broiled?
I like it well. Good Grumio, fetch it me.
I cannot tell. I fear 'tis choleric. Oh. What say you to a piece of beef and mustard?
A dish that I do love to feed upon.
Aye, but the mustard is too hot a little.
Why then the beef and let the mustard rest?
Nay, then I will not. You shall have the mustard or else you get no beef or Grumio.
Then both or one or anything thou wilt.
Why then the mustard without the beef.
Go, get thee gone, thou false-deluding slave that feeds me with the very name of meat. Sorrow on thee and all the pack of you that triumphers upon my misery. Go, get thee gone, I say.
How fares my case?
Go.
What, sweeting, all amort?
Mistress, what cheer?
Faith as cold as can be.
Pluck up thy spirits. Look cheerfully upon me. Here, love, thou seest how diligent I am to dress thy meat myself and bring it thee.
Oh.
I am sure, sweet Kate, such kindness merits thanks. What, not a word? Nay, then, thou lovest it not, and all my pains is sorted to no proof. Here, take away the dish.
I pray you let it stand.
The poorest service is repaid with thanks, and so shall mine before you touch the meat.
I thank you, sir.
Signor Petruchio, fie, you are to blame. Come, Mistress Kate, I'll bear you company.
Eat it up all, Hortensio, if thou lovest me. Much good do it unto thy gentle heart. Kate, eat apace, and now, my honey love, will we return unto thy father's house, and revel it as bravely as the best, with silken coats and caps and golden rings, with ruffs and cuffs and farthingales and things, with scarves and fans and double change of bravery, with amber bracelets, beads, and all this knavery. What? Hast thou dined?
Oh.
The tailor stays thy leisure to deck thy body with his ruffling treasure. Come, tailor, let's see these ornaments. Lay forth the gown. What news with you, sir?
Here is the cap, your worship, to bespeak.
Why, this was molded on a porringer. A velvet dish. Fife, it is lewd and filthy, white as a cockle or a walnut shell. A knack, a toy, a trick, a baby's cap. Away with it. Come, let me have a bigger.
I'll have no bigger. This doth fit the time. And gentlewomen wear such caps as these.
When you are gentle, you shall have one too. And not till then.
That will not be in haste.
Why, sir, I trust I may have leave to speak. And speak I will. I am no child, no babe. Your betters have endured me say my mind. And if you cannot, best you stop your ears. My tongue will tell the anger of my heart, or else my heart concealing it will break. And rather than it shall, I will be free, even to the uttermost, as I please, in words.
Why, thou sayest true, it is a paltry cap. A custard coffin, a bauble, a silken pie. I love thee well, in that thou likest it not.
Love me or love me not, I like the cap, and it I will have or I will have none.
Thy gown? Why, aye, come, tailor, let's see it. Oh, mercy God, what masking stuff is here. What's this, a sleeve? Tis like a demi-cannon. What? Up and down, carved like an apple tart? Here, snip and nip, a cut, slits and slash. Like to a censor in a barber shop. What the devil's name, tailor, calls thou this?
I see she'd like to have neither cap nor gown.
You bid me make it orderly and well, according to the fashion and the time.
Marian did, but if you be remembered, I did not bid you mar it to the time. Go, hop me over every kennel home, for you shall hop without my custom, sir. I'll none of it, hence, make your best of it.
I never saw a better fashioned gown. More quaint, more pleasing, nor more commendable. Belike you mean to make a puppet of me.
Why, true! He means to make a puppet of thee.
She says your worship means to make a puppet of her.
Oh, monstrous arrogance. Oh. Thou liest, thou thread, thou thimble, thou yard, three quarters, half yard, quarter, nail, thou flea, thou knit, thou winter cricket, thou braved in mine own house with a skein of thread. Away, thou rag, thou quantity, thou remnant, or I shall so bemeat thee with thy yarders. Thou shalt think on prating whilst thou livest,
I tell thee, I, that thou hast marred her gown.
Your worship is deceived. The gown is made just as my master had direction. Grumio gave order how it should be done.
I gave him no order. I gave him the stuff.
But how did you desire it should be made?
Marry, sir, with needle and thread.
Oh, but did you not request to have it cut?
Thou hast faced many things.
I have.
Face not me. Hm. Thou hast braved many men. Brave not me. Oh. I will neither be faced nor braved. I say unto thee, I bid thy master cut out the gown, but I did not bid him cut it to pieces. Ergo thou liest.
Why, here is the note of the fashion to testify.
Read it.
The note lies in the throat if you say I said so.
Imprimis, a loose body gown.
Master, if ever I said loose bodied gown, sew me in the skirts of it and beat me to death at the bottom of brown thread. I said a gown.
Proceed.
With a small compassed cape.
I confess the cape.
With a trunk sleeve.
I confess two sleeves.
The sleeves curiously cut.
Aye, there's the
error of the bill, sir. Error of the bill. I command that the sleeves should be cut out and sewed up again. And that I'll prove upon thee, though our little finger be armed in a thimble.
This is true that I say. Oh, when I had thee in place where thou shouldst know it.
I am for thee straight. Oh. Take thou the bill, give me the meat yard, and spare not me.
But a mercy, Grumio, then it shall have no odds.
Well, sir, in brief, the gown is not for me.
You are the right, sir. It is for my mistress.
Go take it up unto thy master's use.
Villain, not for thy life. Take up my mistress' gown for thy master's use.
Why, sir, what's your conceit in that?
Oh, sir, the conceit is deeper than you think for. Take up my mistress' gown to his master's use. Oh, fie, fie, fie.
Hortensio, say thou wilt see the tailor paid. Go, take it, hands, be gone, and say no more.
Oh. I'll pay thee for thy gown tomorrow. Take no unkindness of his hasty words away, I say. Commend me to thy master.
Well, come, my Kate. We will unto your father's, even in these honest, mean habiliments. Our purses shall be proud, our garments poor. For 'tis the mind that makes the body rich. And as the sun breaks through the darkest clouds, so honor appeareth in the meanest habit. What, is the jay more precious than the lark because his feathers are more beautiful? Or is the adder better than the eel because his painted skin contents the eye? Oh, no, good Kate. Neither art thou the worse for this poor furniture and mean array. If thou accounts it shame, lay it on me. And therefore, frolic! We will henceforth with to feast and sport us at thy father's house. Go, call my men, and let us straight to him, and bring our horses unto Long Lane End. There will we mount, and thither walk on foot. Let's see, I think 'tis now some 7 o'clock. And well, we may come there by dinner time.
I dare assure you, sir, 'tis almost 2, and 'twill be supper time ere you come
it
there.
It shall be 7 ere I go to horse. Look what I speak or do or think to do. You are still crossing it. Sirs, let's alone. I will not go today.
Oh.
And ere I do, it shall be what o'clock I say it is.
Why, so this gallant will command the sun.